old nigger woman, I bet she delivered 1,000 babies. And an old nigger woman, she just kind of give out at such as that.
You never called her a granny?
Granny, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, granny.
Granny or granny doctor?
Yeah.
If a city person comes to the country and puts on airs, walks around, you say he sure is a city...
City dude.
City dude?
Yeah.
But if a person from the country would go to the town and he wouldn't wear shoes or something like that, the town people would say, look at that, when you were a boy, what would they call him?
Like that countryman, there.
Countryman? Have you ever heard the word country Hoosier or Hoosier?
Look at that Hoosier. Now in North Carolina, they call that the Hoosier State. I believe it's North or South Carolina, one or the other, they call it the Hoosier State.
Full of country people, is that?
Yes, sir.
And how did you used to refer to colored people when you were young? Did you ever call them darkies or?
Yeah, darkies, colored people or darkies.
Mm-hmm. Has that changed?
Niggers, they call them niggers. Now, I used to, they call them Negroes now. It used to be niggers, you'd call them niggers. Yeah, it goes kind of niggers, but since the government's taken over and now and they got in, they have to call them Negroes, N-E-G-R-O-E-S.
I see.
You just call them niggers.
If you get mad at him today, he's trifling and no count, you still would say what? He's just a...
He's just a sorry nigger, that's just all.
What do they call white people when they get mad at them? So the colored man gets mad at a white man, the colored man would say,
I don't know, they got so many in there, they call them, used to call them, they call them pigs, policemen pigs now, I think.
Do they ever call, ever say, colored man say about a white man, he ain't nothing but an old cracker, is the word cracker an insult?
How's that?
Is the word cracker an insult?
No, not especially. They call him an old countryman, an old sorry white man, or something like that.
You wouldn't mind if you were called a Georgia cracker?
No. Well, Georgia crackers, different Georgia cracker and Alabama Hoosiers. On that way, every state has got something like that. Here comes, you can tell he's a Georgia cracker from the way he talks. Mm-hmm. You can tell this Alabama, he's an Alabama Hoosier. You can tell from the way he talks, he's got some certain word that he says over there that we don't usually over here. Now you take over in Alabama, they got a word of saying, show to be. You never hear Georgians say it, but you go to Alabama, you go talking over there and say, sure to be. Sure to be.
It's going to rain, sure to be?
Yeah, sure to be. They got it just, some little word that they use in Alabama that don't use over here, and vice versa.
That's what I would be very much, I'd like to hear those words, if you can think of them.
If you say, if you're talking about something, it looks so much like rain today, and it says, sure to be.
And if a man had a fishing rod he liked very much and his son played with it and broke it, the man really got, just had a fit. You say, that man sure got all, what?